So this year is on some matters dealing with Chedesh, and the first sheet deals with, in the theme of the Shulchan Aruch from there will go traced back to the Gemara and the Rishonim about the Inyan of Malacha on Rosh Chedesh. Now if you take a look there on the Shulchan Aruch, there you have Aruch Chaim, Simon Tuf Yud Zayin, and just the way the Mechaber says, Abo Sipechot. First thing that he states is Rosh Chedesh Mutter Be'atiyat Malacha. It's permitted to do Malacha. It doesn't have what we would call a Kedushas Hayim that would prohibit Malacha. And besides that, you have the Anoshim Shanoigais Shalola Asa Malacha. And the women that are knowing not to do any Malacha, who Minhag Tev. It's a good minig. Now, where does that, the Ramah just remarks on that before, where the marker is about the Noshim? The Im Ha Minhag Lasos Mixus Malachas Varos Lasos Ksasam, as linen bus a minig. If there's a minig to do some Malachas and not others, that's also you go after the minig. Now, question is whether is it just referring to the Noshim, or is it referring even to the men, or so, that we'll perhaps see in a moment some of the, ramifications of that. So what is the marker of that the women are prohibited? It says the Noshim, he calls it a minig. He doesn't say that it's an absolute isa. Shenegas shalol lasas by malacha. So if you look in the Taz quotes the source there, where it's found when you're learning the Gemara in various places, Tesis quotes the source from a Pirkei de Rebbe Lezer. So here he brings the source from the Tur, is mi Pirkei de Rebbe Lezer, lefi shalol rotu. Anoshim loseis. He's saying there, Nizmeim Labaleim Bamaisa Egel. The women refuse to give up their jewelry. That's what this is. Lakach Nitan Lahema Natan Lahema Kodesh Baruch Hu Shiyu Mishamrus Reshchedesh Yeser Mivanoshim. They were given, they should observe Reshchedesh in a greater fashion than the men. V'Yachakach Maybe B'Shem Achiv Harav Harav Rabbein Yitzchok Lefi shahamayadais nisaknu neged ha'olos. V'yud beiz v'shchedesh ha'shona, you know, Rashi Chadoshim ha'shona k'neged yud beiz shvatim, ki shechotu be'egu nitlu mehem v'nosno v'neshoseim. V'zecha shalohoyu b'eiso chet. They were not involved in that particular chet. So he brings here, the Taz has a more discussion here. The Hikshul Beisheshuf Heich Omer Rebbe Lezer Lekach Nitan Lehem Tcharam the Kivin Shekvah Noshim Reshchedesh Yisrael Alpha Pishki Shechotu Anoshim Nitu Mehem otherwise it was taken away from them. Is Anoshim Shalom Chotru Dinu Shalom Yenotu Mehem Velo Mikra Nesinus Chah Ma Shalom Nitu Mehem. It's not considered taken away schar, was not taken away from the men, actually. So, he tears based to Utsi. Uladias, Daiti, Nir, that schar, Shoy, Shaykh, Umuchim, Lanoshim, the schar that's for observing Lashchedish, that it should have been there, Bishvil, there, Hashmir, Shoy, Lashchedish, Nitul Mehem, and Nitul Lanoshim, Yetzel, Mashem, Egil, Mehem, Itzar Atma. In other words, they got an extra measure of it. It doesn't mean that the men were denied actually any schar for observance of the Chedesh, whatever it is, but the women got the extra portion. That's why Taz explains, Al Dash and Matzino Shatzadik Neitel Chelko the Chelik of Rosh Began Eden. That's the Derech, they take this Chelik and Chelik, an extra Chelik. So the women have this privilege and this special exhortation they should observe the minute. And if you look there in the Morgan Avram, there in Seed Cotton Days, a Noshim Shadogal, a Fishal Oporku, in his Mayim, La Egel, Nikolem, and Shredis the Yantas. That's a brief quote from the tour. And then he says, Azlin and Bosar Mini, Dimikoro, Hachi Kabila Alai. That's the way they accepted it. The Dabka Shehistu Befelish, Avobistam ain't lahokalehem klal. But some, in other words, if they were just observing, they know they don't have to do malacha on Rosh Chodesh, whatever malacha it is, they just can't change it around to say, well, this is not what I meant, or so forth. It's going back to the original sources. But basically, what he means is that the Nashim or Mekabel not to do any malacha. It doesn't mean that it's like a malacha of Shabbos or totally like Yantar, but it became a custom. Women don't wash clothes. They do all the heavy, what we talk about, housework and everything else of that sort. They don't do it. It's a Yantar for the Nashim. That's the particular point. Now, the question is, how do we know that Rosh Chodesh, how do we know that Rosh Chodesh is Mutar B'Malacha? So take a look at number two, and what I'm going to show ultimately, which the time shows, a little, I would say, contradiction later between a great-grandfather and a great-grandson. I'll tell you who they are later in a moment, contradiction in understanding the inyan of what Rosh Chodesh is. Now, we have a Gemara in Megillah, on Daf Chav Beis on the day, that's sheet number two. On the top it says, Zeh HaKlal, Kol Sheyesh Bo Bito Malach Li'om, Begoin Tainas Tibur, V'Tisha Ba'ov, because when he talks about a Tainas Tibur, that's Bito Malach, he's talking about that Tainas, that is described, Masechta Tainus, when they had for the Gshami, when it became very severe, so they had a whole system of Tanasin, the first one not so bad, but later on it became very severe, they didn't do any malacha. So anything that has, he says, the Tainus Yesh, that has Sheinbo, Bito Malacha Li'om, that in other words, because they're not doing any work anyhow, Shedain, now look what it says. Now that seems to imply that Rosh Chodesh they didn't do any malacha. And Chol HaMoed, which is you have in the Gemara, Machlekes, what's the Issur malacha, back and forth, but some, there's no malacha on that. So on that, a paving dollar, because there's a whole question, like on Shabbos you have seven aliyahs. Like the Masechta Megillah talks about Kriyas HaTeira and several Mishnayos, the order of Kriyas HaTeira and so forth. In a weekday, you have Monday and Thursday, three aliyahs. Now, the question is, why dafka three? Why not make four? Make an extra, right? On Shabbos, you're allowed to make a hashofa. Al-Pi'ikar Din, you're allowed to make hashofas. In fact, there's really no restriction on hashofas. There absolutely really is not. It's just that there's a minig of the Gror, and the Gror that's limited just to the seven Eilim and the Maftir. But there's had it in a previous year, a couple of years ago, mentioned that the great Dayan of Vilna, the Shlema HaKayan Zal, who lived at the beginning also of the 20th century, in his Sefer, the Binyan Shlema, writes about that, and he says there really is no Iser of making Hasafis on a Shabbos there of that. On Yom Kippur, there's an old press question that the siyumim of the aliyahs have to do with the Indian of Kapur. That's a different thing, where there are basically six aliyahs on Yom Kippur, and if it's Shabbos, you make seven. But normally, there is no Eastern. In fact, he says that a lot of people, in order to get in their chiyuvim, you're allowed to make a Shabbos and all of that. It's just that the Gaon and his Beis Medrash just had the seven aliyahs, and that was that. So later, people took over, you know, they're following the Gaon, and it's become popular to some extent in certain communities where they want to limit it for whatever reason, but they can't say that it's because it's an issue. I'm just mentioning that as a side issue. But here he's talking about, in the weekdays, you have three aliyahs, and why can't we have another one? Because of Bita Malacha. People have to go to work. They have to get up early and go to work. You have another clear, you know, the clear to tell you the cake makes the davening longer. You have to thank Hashem to come to the davening. You add another aliyah, it takes longer. So because of, but in the day that you already have Bita Malacha, it shouldn't matter. So that's what the Gemara is saying, that on the day that you have already Bifu Malacha, which he, and he enumerates it, he specifies it. It's Rashkhaidish, a Chalamayat. He says, Rashkhaidish, you have Bifu Malacha, you have Dalar Aliyas. So the question is, who says that there's Bifu Malacha, that there's no Malacha Rashkhaidish? And Patrus answers that question. Look at the top Patrus. Sha'ain Behem Bifu Malacha is going with Rashkhaidish, going up for the Kasha. So the Perikin goes in the Chagigah, I mean, and Rashkhaidish Yochiyah. She yeshbo kol and musaf umutav asiyas malacha. Because the Gemara was talking there about the aliyas on Chalamayid. The Chalamayid you have da for aliyas, and why is it more than a regular Monday and Thursday? Because there's a musaf during Chalamayid. You have a musafim and all because of the kol musaf on that. The yesh lema the vaday mutahu asiyas malacha la'ad noshim. He says it very clearly. There is no chumra or anything else for men about doing malacha or shchayis. Although he's saying noshim asuras b'malacha l'fi shelo porkin is mayim b'masya egel. He refers to that. That's mentioned, and you see on the side. He refers to the different places that mention this sort from the Pirkei of Ebelezer, that which the Torah mentioned that the women were given the malacha of yonka, of malacha that to do rather on shchayis. So, of course, it seems to be a weak
test. Very. What does that do? The women don't have aliyahs.
Yeah.
If you explain that the reason you only have aliyahs is they're not for is because of bishum luck. The women don't go to the
job. That's right. It's a very difficult. Others have remarked on that. And so dealing with this Gemara, and there's a chiddush of one of the Rishonim, you have in the Sefer of Rabbi Foyle, Shapiro Zal. He was the Rosh Yeshiva of the Lodzim. In fact, just to connect it is, he was the father-in-law of Reb Chaim Brisker. Reb Chaim Soloveitchik's wife was the daughter of Reb Foyle of the Lodzim, and Reb Foyle Shapiro was the son-in-law of the Netziv. So, and Reb Foyle was a person on the highest echelon of being a God. He was what?
The Schweiger.
Yeah, he's the one they call the Schweiger. He didn't talk much. You know, the joke was, they said, well, was Schweiger, that is, that before, he said, ich lose the hop und ich schweig weiter. That was a famous, he was very closed-mouthed.
He gets very tired
and shy. He was a Gorman awesome. In fact, my late father was Hanel of Rocha. He learned the Velazim when Rabbi Foyle reopened the yeshiva. The yeshiva was closed down until Reish Nun Gimel, 1893, when the Russian government closed it down. Oh, Maisha, I don't want to get into that. Why he closed it in? They say it broke the heart of the Nasiv, whatever it was. And then later, Rebbe Foyle opened it up in the early 1900s, and many people learned there in Volozhin. My father was Azal was one of those who got smicha from Rebbe Foyle. He used to write. He always wrote. He always used the goose quill, although quills were not used anymore. He says with a golden gems and a feather. So the smicha has a very thick line. The way he wrote, I've seen that in other people's smicha. They got smicha from Rebbe Foyle of Volozhin. So Rebbe Foyle has a sefer they collected from his work. Torah Sefoil. It's mostly on Orach Chaim. So there, on Rosh Chodesh, he has a shir where he deals, first of all, he mentions this Gemara about the Malacha that seems as far as Rosh Chodesh, and mentions the Teshus, and he quotes, of course, one of the great Achrayim on the Sechta Megillah is the Baal Shagas Arya. His Sefer is the Turi Evin. Yeah, Turi Evin. It's a blot Sefer on right on the Giga and Megillah and on Tainus and other Masechtas. So he has a lot of kashas over there that on that, and you know, he's trying one of those kashas is what we're all asking about. What kind of that tablet is or the Malacha? So he doesn't bring in what the Shagas Arya of the Turi Evin says. But meanwhile, he makes us aware of a sheet in Rishonim that will say there's a Nisa Malacha even on men. Here's where the whole thing. Now, where is that sheet of Rishonim? It's mentioned in the Mordechai. You know, the Mordechai is found in all editions of Shas. with the Rav Alpes, and the back is the Moshe Ben Hillel Ashkenazi. He was the great Pesach in Ashkenaz, from the Chochmei Ashkenaz. In fact, a lot of the Pesachim of the Ramah come from the Mordechai, about Lamaisa and everything. So one of the things that the Mordechai mentions, and here is what he says, the Mordechai B'Shem Havi, though, is probably one of the Bali Pesachs, the Malacha Kvedor, Gam La Anoshim Osa. Listen to this. Then he says, the Osa Lashon Brosh Chodesh, what's an example of a Malacha Kvedor? Kagain, Lachosh Velizroa. Heavy agricultural work. You have to go out and plow, go out and plant. So, you know, Shver Malacha. How do you, for what me to see? And he quotes the Pasuk from the Apeo of Malacha Chodesh. As if to say that there's some days of a Shchedesh is not a Yom HaMasa. It's not a day when you do any work. That's the inference. He brings not a Pasuk and a Teva, but we call from Divrei Kabbalah. That's what he mentions there. If he's there, he says that the Iker Kapeda on having four Aliyahs is because of the Beetle Malacha. In other words, it's a different shot now in the Gemara. So what is the Yisra Malacha? You can make it consonant with the Gemara. You won't have Tezus Kasha now with a Tezus about Noshim. The man can't do work Malacha Kaveda. So a lot of people are not getting up early to go to work out into the fields. The Amsha Besodos. So therefore you can add an extra Aliyah. That's what the Mordechai brings, the Shem Hari.
How about
carrying out garbage?
That's your
marshmallow. It depends, that's all. You know,
it
depends if you're a weightlifter. You know?
The fact that Noshin would be awesome, Malacha, would mean that the men would have to
get
early. Yeah, well, whatever it is.
Entering the conference.
Okay. So, the main, so before brings this shita, and he says, but how, where do you get this idea of Malacha? Where does it come from? What's the marker of making a chiller between Malacha Kveda and Malacha Kala?
Not just the marker, but how do you distinguish?
Yeah, we're going to come to that.
What's hard for me is easy for you.
Yeah, all right, that's a lot of things, but there are certain things that are accepted, you know, to go out. Instead of go out and plow a field, is not the way they had plowing then. You're not sitting on a big tractor, you know, and pushing buttons, and it does everything. They had to go there with an ox or so forth, walk behind the plow. It's some alarm conveyor, or how they just planted, all of that. So, I'm glad you probably never heard it. And before you look into that, before, or if you didn't learn the Mordechai, you never knew about there was such a chiluk.
The only definition of Shulchan Aruch is like Shabbos,
what is the Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention a word about?
Right.
Not the Mechaber, not the Ramah. Gronin. About. So, you know, it goes against what seems, but it's a chiddush. You know, it's always good to deal with a chiddush, especially when a great Rosh Yeshiva, like before, was dealing with it. So how does he deal with it? So he's saying this, that the basic concept of not doing malacha, like for example, if there ever was an Isha malacha on Rosh Chodesh, it has to do with the kol. With the Korban Musaf. There's an Indian there of Musaf. Now, where do we find that? Now, actually, the full discussion, and it's all, there's a remez of it in Tesis at the beginning of Mokum Shindorgu in Babli. But I've had the Yerushalmi run off over here. This is a Jitomari Yerushalmi, not the Vilna Yerushalmi. That's why the Tzuras Ablad is different. Anyhow, that's the kind of Yerushalmi we have over here. Now, I have underlined. This is at the beginning of Makom Shenogu there in, because what does it say in the Mishnah? That on Erev Pesach, Makom Shenogu la'atos malacha be'aved tzachim at chatzos eisim. Makom Shenogu shelo la'atos ein eisim. And so forth and so on. So what it is, that after chatzos, it seems there's an Issa.
Mm-hmm.
There's an Issa. Why? In the Zman HaMikdash, everybody had to deal with the Korban Pesach. So the Gemara wants to know, see, look here at the Gemara. Shom tizbar es ha-petra ba'or. Ein li ela hu shalucha minayin. Tamalema bishalta ve'achalta. Ma tamalema shom tizbar es ha-petra ba'or. Ein of the deen. It's not logical to say, just say, osuk v'malachtecho v'korboncho korev. In other words, as if to say, you go about business as usual, and the korban was taken care of. I mean, the korban's a big inyan. The avol, also milasos melacha. They asked from doing melacha. Kehod etani lehem, and he brings here, this quote is brought from, some say it's Yishami Chagiga, but they say it's a quote, is really from what we call the Megillus Tainus, which is a separate kuntras, going to the earliest times, that has there a cheshbon of days when they celebrate above and beyond the moedim that we know about, when they talk about what will Megillus Tainus or not. Anyhow, it says, Eimer, what does it say? Kol inish, yehabe alui oyin ubikuin. Anyone that made a nadava to the base of Migrash of Oyin is wood. You know, wood for the put on the Mizbeach, or he says a little bikurim, or to bring, or he had to bring the bikurim. It says, so Ema Halai Eitzin la Mizbeach, the Gizurim la Marocha, a wood for the Mizbeach, or Gizurim, those are the big logs that are on the Marocha, which constantly, you know, there's a Marocha Gizela, Marocha Katana. It's all mentioned, you have it in the Kabbalah that's printed in the Siddur there. Asher behesped the tanish umilasas malacha b'yayim. So in other words, there's a question that if you're asuk, if you have a korban, if you have an obligation of a korban, then it's improper to do any malacha, go about your business as usual. You have to change, you have to have some connection with the Kedushas HaKorban. So the Gemara asked the right question over here immediately. Every day there's a korban tonic. So he asked the question, if that's the case, Omar Rav Yehuda, Elam, is that the meeting korban aseim shall call Yisrael Inam? Korban tonic belongs to all of Klal Yisrael. In other words, it's a community korban. So every day people shouldn't be able to work. He says that, Ein Yil Kol Yisrael, Eilu Yerushalayim, Res Ksiv, Elish, Shlosh Pami Bashani, Yeror Kol Shvurcha, and Yil Kol Yisrael, Yeshru V'Teilim. So everybody's not going to do work. Every day is a Kol Tami. Kol Tami. So he says, Lo Ksiv, Asap to the Gonah, the Gonfa, Mi Eisev Lehem, Et Adogam, Elish Eskinu, Hanaviyam Hoshainim, Esrim V'Abba Mishmeiris, I'll call Mishma Mishma. That we were talking about, the Mamodos that they had, which is described in the Sechta Tainus, that by every Korbanus there was Kenim, Levim, and representatives of the Jewish people from the different towns. They always were there by the Korban, by the Hakrovus of the daily Korbanus. So they were represented. Mishma, and he says, I'll call the Etzim Rav and Mishmer shall call Mishma Mishma, or Eimei B'Yerushalayim shall Kain shall Levim shall Yisraelim. That's what they had.
It's a strange pasuk that he quotes, though. Why does he say Shabbat Shalom is called Mat Secha? Why does he quote that pasuk?
Well, he doesn't. But he's just talking about the actual
the proof that he has to work every day. He eats the Tzatzur and Miyosei.
Yeah, but you know, Shishonim, you know, Shishonim Tavos, you know. If somebody is very wealthy, he might not be involved. He's retired or so forth.
He doesn't have to gather his drinks.
You don't have to do all of these particular things.
I mean, I read about that. I don't
you're
know.
Talking about the general cloud. If you talk about the cloud, there's an Indian there has to be an involvement, an ASIC. And Leila Lefoyle explained whether the concept of ASIC means you have to be delved into it. In fact, he tried to use the marshal. When the Taz in Simen Mem Zion and Erech Haim explains the Nusach of the Bracha, Asher Kiddushon and Tzvei Tzvonu, Lasek B'Divrei Sheva. Why do we say Lasek? So the Taz says a very practical thing. If when you talk about he has an ASIC, it's a business. In other words, you have to be involved in the learning of Teva, you know, like haggling back and forth, deeply, deeply concerned. So when it says the Russian ASIC, that you can't be in your ASIC when you're Korban, you have to have a sort of a, you can't have a Hesach Hadash from what your Korban is being offered at that particular time.
There
has to be some very strong connection to that. But he's saying, so that's all till the heter of the Pasuk, the Osatik of that only refers to the Tommy, but not to the Musaf. The Gemara doesn't ask about the Musaf, because the Musaf is not every day. The Musaf is only around Rosh Chodesh, once a month, and it's also on the Yom Saving. On the Yom Saving, you have a called Musaf. That's different, he's saying. Mishum Hochi, Rosh Chodesh, he says that before the Ika called Musaf, Pasalasas by Malacha. However, when there are no kabbalas today, when the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, what kind of kabbalas are there? There's no musaf. Says that's all good as long as the Beis Hamikdash chayim. But man shemein Beis Hamikdash chayim would be musaf. Although the Gemara says, and I mentioned before, that erev Pesach, some they talk about Malkum Shadogu, but after Chatzais there are certain prohibitions, even in Chutzpah, no matter where it is, that you don't do certain malachas. They talk about not taking a shave, not taking a haircut in the afternoon. You try to minimize all of these particular things. He says, Afilu Bismana Zer Ota. However, in Rosh Chodesh, it seems they didn't have Stam, they didn't have such an Easter, as far as Stam when we were talking about. So the Turi Eben is the one that emphasizes that there's no malacha. I mean, it's after the Zman Beis Hamikdash, even the Zman Beis Hamikdash, it might have been a connection with a korban or so forth, but we don't have that anymore. So before I want to go on and say that the Shredish, the following that shita of the Mordechai, the Shem Havi, there is an Easter of malacha, because of the Musaf. And he brings an analogy. What is an analogy is this, and he brings from the Or Zohuah, one of the Rishonim, that talks about Erev Shabbos. When you talk about a certain time in Erev Shabbos, there's certain malachas that you don't do. The Or Zohuah, quoting the Or Zohuah, when the Pasuk said, the Or Zohuah malacha, the Erev Shabbos, Mina mincha l'mayla. You say mina mincha l'mayla, you shouldn't do it anymore. What kind of malachas? Now listen to the language, and this is what he wants to bring a raya to our concern, malacha kveda, malacha kala. So here the lashon is a little bit different. And it's dafka malacha kvua. So that's what Oroz Zohuah says. She also l'gvoa atmo the malacha kadei l'histaka bo mitnesha tzor latzik b'tzorhi shabbos. You can get involved in a heavy malacha, what's going to happen with the with preparation for Shabbos. But if it's a malacha of a malacha bi alma, son, which we say is a malacha kala, whatever it is, shehu l'shor, veina koveya atma aleha. You're not a real kaviyas, there's a he, vade shor, kidis son, then brings a higher, the Or Zohuah from, and says there, machlekes be Shabbos, things what you can do here with Shabbos and what you can't. For example, the Shami is Machman says they ain't shaving yo with some ammonim the Kalishim. You can't soak certain things on the Erev Shabbos. El or Kadeshi Yeshua Bibay Gyan, they should be finished. But by Bibay Gyan, when it's a good part of the day, not in the late, and the Basilo is Matilin. So that's brought in the Shulchan Aruch too. There are certain things that Mamela you can start the process. And we're not worried about it, because it's not a complicated thing. You put something, you know, into soap, or well, that's not a malacha, that's not a heavy thing. And that's why the Vilna Gaon states, and he brings from something that was mentioned by Erev Pesach too, that you can do certain things on Erev Shabbos, such as you can set up a dove coat, you know, the shevech, or he's saying there's something of harkava, of grafting on dekolim, on palm trees, which is not considered such a great malacha, a very complicated situation.
Well, it's Rosha, but it seems as a contradiction. First, he's trying to define malacha, a specific type of that.
Yeah, right.
The other is the more general ASIC. that it's something that he would forget. Maybe it's Shabbos, and he'll keep working. That's
well, but if it's a heavy duty thing, that's
he gets involved in that.
If it's a kviyas, he's liable to get himself. He's liable to run, not take care of Shabbos.
Yeah, but
concerned. Yeah, so he is. The foil is trying to say he's matching the Lashon of Kveda that Mordechai brings the Shem Avi with the Lashon of that he has over there between Kavua and Malacha B'Alma. That's the point that he's trying to make over here. So what is his final conclusion out of all of this is the following, that the Isur of, let's say, Erev Pesach, for example, of not doing any malacha, would be only, what he says, also because he's kaveya asma la malacha, because you masir daitam in akom, get them involved in that heavy malacha, forget all about the akom.
But kaveya seems to be a very, very different concern. Then a hesach das, the kaveya is like, the past, Michelle, I'm going to be sweating, I'm going to be getting myself dirty.
Well, it's not a question of sweat, it's a question of the type of malacha that you would get so involved in. That's why But the point that he's making is a difference in type of malacha. There is a difference.
Yes,
so he's matching it. He's matching it. Right here, though he uses the Lashon Kveda and Kala, here they're using the Lashon of Kvua and Malacha B'Alma. So, but we see that there are levels. They're levels. So that's the analogy that he's trying to bring down here. And what he says further on, that, for example, on the Rosh Chodesh, where we're dealing Malacha Kveda, you have to be Koveya Atmo, that would be Usa, because it's Yom Shemakrivim Bakom. But if it's a Malacha Vavikala, it's only Arai, it's not a real involvement or anything, that would be Mutter. So that's the Das of, he's saying, that's the Das of the Ri brought by the Mordechai. He's saying that in under that circumstances, the Gam Bizman Hazeh Pesach. And that's not like the Turi Evans says, that there's no Easter whatsoever, you know, when he's interpreting that particular Gemara. He has a problem with the Gemara. He's trying to answer the pastas of the Gemara, the Yom She'ein Bo Mishum Vita Malacha, because if they're not doing work, what kind of work? According to the V, the Malacha Kaveda,
the
heavy work.
But the comparison of Rosh Chodesh to an Erev Yontif, where the Indian is concerned about Hesach Hadas in preparation for either Pesach.
Well, but Erev Pesach has to do with the Kol, you understand?
Yeah.
So that was the Indian. So the question is, but that's good in Zman Beis HaMikdash. What about Ein Bo Zman Beis HaMikdash? But it seems there's still a Deesah. So that's what he says later on, just to sum it up. He says it seems that that if it was a Zman Beis HaMikdash and you had the Kolben, it would be an Isha Deraisa to do the Malacha, because you're going away from it, being concerned of the Isha of the Kolben. The Zman Shein Beis HaMikdash, the Chachamim ruled that as a reminder of there's a Deen of Malacha. But what kind of Malacha would it be? A Malacha Kveda, a heavy involved Malacha. And he brings the Gaon, the Gaon, who says that's the same thing by Yehoshua Shabbos. That's the concept.
Does heavy Malacha involve not the mental, concentration?
Yeah, but
it's
Lav Dafka. Lav Dafka. You have to
make more sense.
But it's a heavy Malacha because you can't, you have to be focused on it. That's why you can push it one way or another, but that seems to be the type of interpretation that he has. But according to him, when he comes at the very end, I skipped out a whole section over there where he discusses it fully more about how the gezeira of the chachamim come in here, make the gezeira when it's an anel of Pesach and so forth. So he wants to say, he comes out later on in his maskana The Be'emes also b'malacha kveda. In other words, he wants to say that you should be concerned, even by men, to do a malacha kveda on Rosh Chodesh, which the Shulchan Aruch mentions nothing about, but that's the way he's interpreting, actually fits in with the Gemara better. But the Gemara says, Mefurish, that it's a yayin sheyesh bo bita malacha. And Pesach has his kasha immediately and answers with noshim. But that's a ashver and peretz. With noshim when you talk. But with this, the Gemara comes out with pashtas. That's the way it is. So that's the way Rabbi Foyle handles the understanding what's happening on Rosh Chodesh. Now it's interesting, I said before, great grandfather, the great grandson is somebody that a lot of some of us knew. I mean, one of my masmichim, the Yosha Be'er Soloveitchik Zal, is the great grandson of Rabbi Foyle. So he once gave a shiur years ago, it's published. It's in the Sefer Shiurim L'Zeh Abavari, the famous Yortzeit Shiurim of the Rav on Gimel Shvat. And Gimel Shvat, that was the Yortzeit of Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, and the Rav gave extensive, the tremendous shiurim, Alach and Agod. I mean, he started to the second at 8 o'clock in the evening. He went up to the Amud in Davin Meirav, and he started the shiur. He could go till midnight even. Halacha and Agoda. The first 2 hours was basically Halacha. The rest of that was Agoda. All well prepared, you know, at the notes. Everything well prepared. They were masterful presentations. So he has a shiur about, but I took only this part out to show a contrast of his understanding of what Rosh Chodesh is. Because on Rosh Chodesh you have strange things when you stop to look at it. On Rosh Chodesh we don't say a complete Hallel. We say Hallel Hallel, that's what we call it. And the Gemara in Tainus says that when Rav Ikhla Lababu, he thought why they were saying Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, he thought it was strange, and he was going to stop them. Why they saying Hallel? Then he saw that Deluge, they were skipping. So he says, oh, that meaning I was saying the Adayim. That's what he said. So that's where it comes. So there's a Machlekes later in Puskin whether a Yochid can make the Bracha on the Hal Halel, or he has to wait the Yaitu or the Bracha of the Shliach Tzibur. And it goes back and forth, whatever it is. But we see there's certain Shinuyim in Rosh Chodesh. So Rav's understanding of Rosh Chodesh, and he has it in the Shir, there, that's in the first chelik of the shiurim that were published there, that's on Daf Kuf Chavdeis, and the section is Dalit. He says the following: the Yisayin, the Amito Shel Dalit Gamrei Shchedus, so Shchedus really in principle should be included in what we know about a Simcha Yontif. The Simcha of Yontif and everything else. But there's a Pasuk. The Pasuk says, V'yayim Simchatchem v'moadechem uv'rosh eichachechem. There's the Pasuk. It goes right to the Pasuk. Zeirat HaKasuv. There's the Inyan of Shir and everything else that goes with it. Shir means like Hallel. It includes that. So why is the Rosh Chodesh different? So he actually understands that it has to do with what Rosh Chodesh does as far as its Kedusha. Rosh Chodesh has a Musaf. So it's different than an ordinary day. There's a bigger Kedusha in Rosh Chodesh because of the Karbonos. But he says on Rosh Chodesh it's only limited to the Migdash. There's no Chalos of Kedusha on the Gvulim, on all of Eretz Yisrael, so to speak, originally. It's just limited to that. So so you don't contradict the Pasuk. Probably it says in the Migdash they said the whole Hallel. They said the Shir, because it has to do with the Karbonos within there. But since the Kedusha Hayom of Rosh Chodesh only was limited to the Migdash, you don't go beyond that. That's what he wants to tell us. Yeah.
So where do you get to that it is different than not?
What?
Because what are the ordinary Jews?
Wait a minute. Right. Just a minute. But you have Gemaras. The Gemaras that were quoted, like in Pesach, that said Rosh Chodesh is Mutar B'Malacha. So it seems that they understood immediately there is no deen of malacha, isa malacha, on the Shredish. That's the concept that you have. There's no pusik, like with all of the other chagim, moedim, it says lo sasa, it has a malacha, a isa of a lav. And then you look in Parshas Emor, by the moedim, or anything else. But Shredish is not in that list. It starts out with Shabbos, and then it goes through the Yamin Tevin. You have Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and then the Sholos Regalim, all of them. And it talks about the Isra of Malacha, wherever it does it. By Rishvedish, they don't mention that. So it seems to imply that although Rishvedish has a Mutaf, nevertheless, it doesn't go in what we talk into the Gvulim there. So that's the point that he makes. In fact, he's saying, he brings here actually a very interesting thing from the Ramban, in the Sefer HaMitzvot. When the Ramban, you know, the Ramban of Sefer HaMitzvot is criticizing his Hasogas on the Rambam. Mm-hmm. The Rambam created the Sefer HaMitzvot, and you have the Hasogas on Ramban. In fact, some of the mitzvot that are mentioned, that are not mentioned by Ramban, the Ramban mentions, like, for example, the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, the Ramban doesn't mention it.
Right.
So the Ramban makes a whole asik about it, being from the Pesukim. And there are other things. The Ramban says there's another mitzvah that you have to mention every day. Zechiras Maimed Har Sinai. You have to mention that. Zechoras Hayom, you have it printed in the Sidurim. Sheis Zechiras, one of them is Maimed Har Sinai. That's a Ramban, but the Rambam doesn't mention that. I'm just giving an example. So when he talks here, he say the Ramban, the Rambam wants to, the Rambam, he has there, the Bahag also has a Sefer HaMitzvot. And the Rambam many times criticizes the Bahag, and the Rambam criticizes the Rambam, that's the way it goes. So the Rambam writes, he's saying that the mitzvah of Hallel, on the Chagim and so forth, he says according to the Rambam is, Nitnei she'ein lono mefurish b'Hallel, Al-Shkita's Pesah, V'achilasa, V'ahalo, Shomitilis, Luv, V'haisa, and so forth. V'chol Eila, Eino, L'raya, She'heim Yedivrein, that is neither Rabbonin. Because the Rambam holds that the whole Deen of Hallel is the Rabbonin. The Rambam holds that the Deen of Hallel is the Raisa. That you say the Hallel that way. So he says, he brings right down, Hallel the Rish Chedesh is love, the Raisa. He quotes that. And he goes further, and the Rabban says very simply that the Deen of Hallel on Rosh Chodesh is different than in the other Chagim, he's saying. That the Rabban says, Nidneshu min ha-teva, Yehallel kamo she-pirashti, Yehallel l'meshe m'sinai. That's the Rabban, disagrees with the Rambam. Oshu b'klal ha-simcha, the same pasuk. Mo'adechem, v'shichotcheichem, v'shikatem b'ratzeisek. Ika shira b'peh, because there's a machlekes in Eirachin, what's the Ika shira? Is it b'kele or b'peh? Is it instrumental or vocal? The psak is, that kul alma, no, the psak, the Ika psak is, the Ika shira is b'peh. B'peh, not instrumental. That's the Ika shira. Like makes a nafkamina. If you said the Ikar Shira is the Kaler, you have to have it couldn't be the Levium.
You have to have
Chatzot. But if it's the Ikar Shira, who has to do the Shira of the Levium?
Right.
So if the Ikar Shira would be Kaler, all the musicians have to be Levium. But if the Ikar Shira is Bater, the singers have to be the Levium, but the others could be anybody. That's what the discussion in Gemara. The Rambam passes the Ikar Shira is Bater. Anyhow, so getting beyond that, he's saying the Ikar Shira is Minatev and so forth. So then Yamin Tevim, all of this. So the Ramban writes that, however, the Ramban says very clearly in that Hasoga that the Gvulim outside of the Migdash, he says there is no deen. And that's his language. That Ein is a Hallel B'Rosh Chodesh. You don't say the Hallel B'Rosh Chodesh. So when Rav came to Babel and he heard them saying Hallel, He wanted to stop him. But when he saw Diluge, Minig of the same Yodayim. That's that particular Minig. But basically, there, above and beyond that, there is no Chalos because of Kedusha. The Kedusha Tayom, even though you have a Klob Musaf on Rosh Chodesh, it does not spread to the Gevulim outside of that. So he, at the end, later on, he says, but I have one problem. That's what Rosh is like talking out loud. He says, the Arbe Plumim Hirati, I was thinking, the Iser Hetzer Betainus for Rosh Chodesh. Now, why do you, if there's no Kedusha, like on, you can understand when on Shabbos and Yom Tov you don't have these things. So if there's no Kedusha beyond that, so why do you have that? And the Shalti, Amai Iser Zen Yusuf. He says, Shabbos and Yom Tov is mitzvah simcha or kibud v'ayneg. You have these big mitzvahs. Avol Hashem, Rosh Chodesh, Madua, Lo Yosam, Lo Yafidah, but why can't you fast and make us pay him on it? And we're makbid on that. So, then he said, he looks at a Gemara in Brachas, and so I'm just making it quick here, but he's saying, in the Migdash, Rosh Chodesh, Shekodesh, Kedusha, Sayom, Mechayev, B'Simcha, Shel Shira. That's what he's, and that's in the Pasuk of Yom Simchasam, that's all in the Migdash. Mo'adechem, Rosh Chodeshem. And that's the way the Ramban emphasized. So however, the Chachonim went a step further, and they said that where although there's no real Kedushas Hayyim in the Gevulim, but we want to have some remnants that Rosh Chodesh is still different. So they made a Gzeira on Hespit and Tainus. That's the way he understands it. That particular thing. That's the suffix where you mentioned Simcha Mishum HaMigdash, and Simcha HaMigdash Rosh Chodesh is called Simcha, or maybe you leave it out because there is a what bothered him was in the Gemara and Brachos it says Tor. If you made a mistake, the Lo Hiskir Shel Rosh Chodesh, like invention. Yeah. What do you say? I'm a Borosh and Nosim Roshi Chadoshim LaAmi Yisroel LaZikaron. So one of the Amoraim there says, I don't know whether you have Oyadani Maim about Simcha or Lav. Do I say Simcha in that or not? That so he says that's the whole crux of the problem. In other words, there is an element maybe of Simcha or not. So the Chachamim didn't want to say there's a full element of Simcha when it came to the Gevulim. They said, we have some respect, there is some element of Simcha in the Midrash, so we're limiting it in Gevulim to Hespin and Titus. That's the way you understand it. But there's no Isha Malacha. He strikes out the whole thing. So he completely doesn't mention at all the Shaila of whether there's... he doesn't even mention this Rishon in the Mordechai of making a chilik, what kind of malacha the man can do, malacha kveda or kala. So that's why I said he's contradicting his great-grandfather. I mean, he learned differently than the Rebbe Foyle. The Rebbe Foyle said that based on that Rishon and all the pashas of the Gemara, there could be a malacha, a isha malacha for men. Whereas the way the Rav says it, there is no isha malacha whatsoever on the men. There's only the Chumra of the Chachamim made on Hesped and Tainus to show that there's a suffix about how far we relegate the Simcha, which is the same suffix by Hallel. Hallel is a ghetto of Shira and Simcha. So we don't do the whole Hallel on that. And that's the difference.
But it's sort of diluting it. So
what?
There's a dilug as well as far as I have.
Yeah,
that's different.
Yeah, so that's why it's interesting that by Hanukkah, which comes up in a few weeks, we say the entire Hallel. Mm-hmm. Now, The question why we say the whole Hallel, because the way it's following the Ramban, since it's considered a full Simcha of that soul of Klal Yisroel, so then it would have almost like a Din of the Raisa. That's why the especially Chabad, the Balatanya in his Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch, the Balatanya says that even in the house of an Ovil, where we're concerned of, do you say Hallel, do you leave it out, do the Ovil even go out doing Shiva, he says, no, that's a real Chi of the Raisa, like that, the Damchachi of Hallel, and therefore everybody should say it, even the Ovil.
On Hanukkah.
Yeah, on Hanukkah. That's a famous shita of that, because it has to do with the elements of where the how it's structured, but it has to do with an element of symphony, of joy, and of course that would have to do with Hatzolus called Klal Yisrael. But going back to this, you have this, the Etzem, the Reiv Shittas, practically without exception, is that on Rosh Chodesh, there is no Isim Melacha for men, except for that Shita from the Ri in the Mordechai, and Reb Chaim, and Reb Lefoil of Elozhin makes a chilik. He supports that chilik between Melacha Kveda and Melacha Kala, that there might be in opposition to what the Baal Tzuri Heaven says. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, well, that's why they brought that pasuk. The pasuk is from Haftarah Mocha Chedesh. The Mordechai brings the pasuk over there as if to say, you went there the Yom HaMasa. What's the day? It's Rosh Chedesh. So it's not a Yom HaMasa. That's the one. That's the whole inference that he brings that.
Like
although it's a pasuk from Divrei Kabbalah, it's not a pasuk from the Raita,
right.
But that's the point. And I just want to mention that in the next few weeks, Nirta Shama, and you give some shiurim, that's some discussion I wanted to do it a long time ago, that we have had a lot of shiurim about Gelus Kalocha, the procedures, back and forth. There's one area that is omitted, at least not emphasized, in fact, we all scrolling. The talk about Hilchos Gelus or Galim, whatever level, is one area, only one sefer I found that does it. One area, how to treat Galim.
Oh.
There are a lot of, there's a whole Gemara that talks about the 36 Isurim of Galim, Gemara of Matthias. So I want to ponder, I've been thinking of even writing something on it. So I'm first going to test it out over here. The maneuvers.
Yes, fair enough.
You know. Maneuver, so I intend doing that with the Michaelis. There's only one sefer that has a little chapter, very little chapter, and I'll talk about that. So next Wednesday, Neil Tishem will start the first one.
Gayer's Commission has to come.
What?
The whole Gayer's Commission.
I don't know if they have to come. The whole Jewish community has to come, because from the letters that I have received and calls that I have received from Galim, it's horrible how some of the people are treated. It's unconscionable. I mean,
it's interesting. We find when they're candidates, they seem to be welcomed with open arms.
Yeah, once they're there, goodbye. But it's not just that. I'm talking about the general community with people.
Yeah.
I have letters that written. One letter I have to tell you, that man was a Gael Tzedek. We took care of it years ago. He worked for a Jewish man, full man. He keeps calling him a Shagetz. Such language. Speckle. He writes to me about it. He's heartbroken. So I consoled him, you know, but there's something that has to be dealt with. I mentioned this to at the last RCA convention in the morning. In the afternoon, I found out my Leveson passed away. But in the morning, I was discussing this with a committee in the RCA there in Teaneck. And they all were very excited about it. They never really went into this particular thing. So I feel like doing it. So,
in the opening remark, where the Russia does get the chelik of the static also.
Yeah.
But the bust on the law, one said in the speech that there's some people who think that they're going to get the other guy's chelik on him. How about?
Yeah.
We're going to make him a Russia, but it won't work.
Okay, that's the KF for coming. Okay, we'll turn this off. How did we do this?
Yeah,
turn
this off.
CRT has left the conference. Has left the conference. Has left the conference.